Hello, you're listening to YouthCast, and I'm your host, Molly Adams. Anybody who has thrown an elaborate party or had one thrown in their honor knows that before you get to the fun, you have to go through a whole lot of stress. On this episode of YouthCast, that elaborate party we're talking about is a quinceañera. During this birthday and coming out party for a 15-year-old girl, there are a number of dances that the birthday girl does, with her father, with her friends, and with a special boy. But how does a 15-year-old girl, on the cusp of womanhood, know how to do all these elegant ballroom dances? With a little help, of course. This feature, by Oscar Hernandez and Domingo Diaz, is from Deep in the Heart, a youth project of Texas Folklife. Texas Folklife documents the living cultures and heritage of the Lone Star State. So right now, meet the guru of the quince dances. This is the man who choreographs the waltzes that look so effortless on that big day. And after you get to know him, get to know producer Oscar Hernandez, who's a quince dancer himself. I caught him on the phone during lunch break at school. But right now, this is the guru of the quince dances.
In our culture, there is a special celebration of a young girl's coming of age. It revolves around many symbolisms and dance to show the transitions in her life. When you think about the quinceañera, the first thing that comes to mind is just another big, sweet 15 party. But there's more to it than that. My name is Domingo Diaz.
This is Oscar Hernandez. I'm here with the man that we believe is like an essential role in the making of a quinceañera. Many people don't realize it, but this is the man that connects the pieces together and can make it run smoothly the day of the quince. His name is Juan Pablo Estrada. He is a quinceañera choreographer, and I'm going to let him explain a bit about what he does in the quinceañera.
I play one of the biggest roles besides the quinceañera and her escorts. I'm the one who kind of coordinates most of the event. I'm the one who coordinates the dancing, the choreography, and I'm the one on that main day who kind of makes everything run smoothly from the part where it begins to the part where it ends.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you got into the choreography business?
When I was young, I got turned down so many times because girls would say no to me because I didn't know how to dance or I was too shy to dance. So what I started doing was, instead of crying about it, I went out and kind of looked at the best people dancing and took a couple of their steps. And actually, just by looking at their steps, actually, that's the way I learned. I really never took any dance lessons. One of my last quinceañeras, and I was one of the escorts, the guy was doing really bad. I mean, he was doing some cheesy moves that I told the quinceañera, you know what, I can do this a lot better.
Although a lot of people don't know this, each dance we do has an actual meaning to it. I'm going to let the choreographer explain what they are.
The quinceañera doesn't have permission to dance with any guy until the main day, if she wants a quinceañera. So the beginning dance with her father, that's kind of a showing that the father gets a first dance with his daughter before any other guy dances with her.
Es mi niña bonita, con su carita de rosa. Es mi niña bonita, cada día más hermosa.
The second part of it is with her escorts. Sometimes it's her main escort, or sometimes it's different escorts. That kind of shows off that from she's going from a young lady to a, you know, from a little girl to a young lady.
Tiempo de vals es el tiempo hacia atrás. Y hacerlo de siempre es volver a empezar. Cuando el mundo se para y te observa girar, es tiempo para amar.
The last dance is more of a show-off dance, kind of letting the quinceañera show that, look, we're going to start the party right after this. I can dance. You know, I'm not that young little girl anymore. I have moves.
What do you believe, like, will become of this tradition in the future with the way it's going so far?
Well, the way it's going right now, it's I think it's staying. It's been here for, you know, hundreds of years. You know, the dons in Spain used it, and dons in Mexico used it, and it still hasn't, you know, disappeared. I believe as long as the kids and the youth sees that, or the young ladies see that it's a really, you know, kind of their Cinderella moment, they're going to keep on having it. And to me, actually, they're getting even more and more expensive. So I believe that this tradition is still to stay as of right now. The only way it will happen is that if we all really Americanize ourselves completely. But even at that, I think the dancing and the tradition still will stay, some of it.
I really don't want it to change because many of other cultures lose their cultural essence to the American way of life. So I really want this tradition to be passed down as it is. I'm actually planning on learning a lot of different like Latin dances and planning to teach a lot of my friends and family how to dance. And that way they teach like their children or friends or family and so on. So that way this tradition will stay alive and kicking far into the future.
This is Domingo Diaz
and Oscar Hernandez
signing off.
Our story has been brought to you by Stories from Deep in the Heart, audio production project in partnership with Texas Folklife
and the Performing and Visual Arts Small Learning Community at LBJ High School in Austin, Texas.
That was The Guru of the Quince Dances by Oscar Hernandez and Domingo Diaz of Texas Folklife. I caught Oscar on the phone at school. He was on his lunch break, so forgive the noise. And I began by asking him about something I found to be a little surprising in this piece. Do you think guys are as invested in a quinceañera as girls?
Oh, yes, totally. Because they put, like, as much time as they do because they also, like, not only does the girl have to, like, you know, get ready, you know, with the dress and, you know, learning the dance steps and everything, but the guys also have to invest their time in learning, the, like, the, all the dances and also getting the tuxedos ready and learning all the steps.
There's also this possibility as a boy in this situation to, you know, you want to be picked for one of these showcase dances.
Oh, uh-huh.
So is that maybe why you chose this, why you wanted to learn more about this?
I personally, it was from an experience, like my first ever quinceañera that I was in, actually. I was a terrible dancer. It's just as simple as that. And my partner, she was like a good dancer, and she would always fuss at me, you know, saying that I stunk, that I didn't dance well, and that kind of, you know, hurt my self-esteem, you know, a little bit. But then also, like, I realized, like, after that quince, that I kind of love dancing because, like, I don't know, it came easy to me afterwards. And then so from then, I just, like, started learning more dances and being in more quinces and more quinces, and, you know, and so it just took off from there.
Is this a type of more classic ballroom dancing?
Yeah. Like, the first, like, the main dance is basically a ballroom dance type. In most of the quinces, because it's, like, it has a more classical feel, more like a princessy thing. But, like, you know, as some girls like modern dances, but most of the time those classical, well choreographed, you know, dance types.
Do you ever kind of want something as an equivalent? I mean, I know it's pretty different, but something as an equivalent as a boy?
Oh, well actually, the funny thing is that when I was about to turn 15, my mom told me, hey, you know, do you want a quinceañero? Which is like the male equivalent of a quinceañera. But like, I don't know, it's something like for a boy, like a boy of like my age, like back then, like your mentality is, oh, that's like that's a feminine thing, that's like, you know, oh, we wouldn't want that because, you know, everyone would think, you know, negatively about it, because, you know, or they'll make fun of you about it, you know, because, like, oh, dude, that's a girl thing, what are you doing it?
So there are quinceañeros, but no one really does them.
Yeah, they're rare. Like, you could say they're rare, but yeah, most of the time it's like mostly the girls. But yeah,
would it be like kind of a spoiled guy or something?
I guess you could say, yeah, a spoiled guy would want it or something. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
just to show off. Yeah, but also, I mean, now thinking about it, I mean, I could have used all those gifts and money, but hey, I mean. Yeah.
But this way, I mean, and I think that that's what's interesting about the piece with the guru of Kinsei dance is if you learn how to do all these dances as a boy, you can you could become just, people could pay just as much attention to you for a minute.
Yes, I think myself as an example, like, I was pretty well known in the quinceañera scene. Like, I've had so many times where people were like, "Hey, did I see you at this quinceañera like last week or the one before that?" And I was like, "Yeah, that's me. That was me," you know. Like, and then they're like, "Oh my God, I wish you were in my quince. You know, you dance so well," and you know, all these compliments, and that makes you feel good about yourself, you know.
So, are you can get involved as kind of like a hired dancer? Like, you wouldn't have a connection to the family who's having the party?
No, you don't exactly have to, like, you know the family very well, but you know, you could get like a, like your friend's cousin's mom or something calling you saying, you know, "Hey, would you like to be in my daughter's quinceañera?" And then there's these things like in other like cities, like I think Houston it's more popular there, where there's these groups of kids, and in Mexico actually, where these groups of kids or like teenage boys, like they're groups. And you can actually go and hire them to perform in your quince, because you know, that's what they do. They dance well, and like, you know, they take orders well, and they work great together. So they charge people for their services.
A group that just specializes in quince dances and quince parties.
Yeah, and I think that's pretty great. Or you could just work together with a whole bunch of your friends, and you know, just get paid for dancing at parties.
Huh? Mm-hmm. So wait, so have you gotten paid at these parties that you've been to?
No, I've never actually charged for anything because I don't know. Yeah. I just do it for the fun of it, but I thought about it sometimes, but I never got it.
Going pro.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for talking with me, Oscar.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Thanks again to Oscar for keeping it real with his answers to my questions. And once again, you've been listening to YouthCast. We are a project of Generation PRX, a website devoted to supporting, connecting, and distributing youth-produced radio. Check it out at generationprx.org. You can read our blog at youthcast.org. You'll find old episodes and some exclusive web-only content. You can also find links to more classic quince dance songs if you've been enjoying the Vals Mexicana underneath my voice here. And be sure to become a fan of ours on Facebook, facebook.com/youthcast. There you can meet other youth radio enthusiasts and keep track of conferences, contests, and fascinating internet, audio, and video diversions. I'm Molly Adams for YouthCast, where radio makes you wish you were young again. Talk to you soon.